From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet South Korean President Moon Jae-in at a village on the border between the two Koreas on April 27th. This announcement coming out of South Korea today. This would be the third time since the Korean War ended in 1953 that the leaders of North and South Korea would meet face-to-face. The key topic is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. For a look at how we got here, we are joined by Bill Brown. He teaches courses on the economics of China and Korea at Georgetown University, and he's retired from a four-decade-long career with the federal government. He's also author of a new paper out arguing how U.N. sanctions on North Korea are decentralizing the economy and market and making it actually more productive. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So you argue that a face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un is a good idea, but also made possible by the fact that U.S. sanctions and economic pressure from China have worked. What's your evidence for that?
Yeah, you know, for a long time, I didn't think the sanctions were working. What's changed, though, is China. China has come to the plate with its near embargo on imports from North Korea. They release very detailed data every month on their trade with everybody, of course, but especially their trade with North Korea. And it has shown, for example, the January data, 2018 compared to January 2017, their imports from North Korea were down 85%. Their exports to North Korea were down also, but down about 30%. So that creates a huge trade deficit for North Korea.
Well, one thing you've suggested is to use sanctions in a way that actually might develop North Korea's economy. What do you mean by that?
North Korea is a very odd economy now. Everything is planned by the state and the distribution is by ration rather than by money. Probably about half the economy is still working off this command or what we call a ration system. The other half of the economy is basically now a market economy. So there are two economies overlapping each other. What's becoming more apparent, though, is the money economy, the market economy, is eroding the state economy. The sanctions, all this work from the outside world, in my view, is sort of crippling the state side of the economy. It's allowing the market economy to develop, and not nicely, it's kind of chaotic, but it's growing. It's kind of a race, in a way, between the nuclear weapons part and the market part.
What reason is there to believe that any amount of sanctions will cause North Korea to give up its biggest bargaining chip, nuclear weapons?
During this whole process, as they've been developing their nuclear weapons, their state economy, their socialist economy, has gone in reverse. Now it's just incredibly weak. I think the right kind of policies might make them realize they've made a bad choice, and that the nuclear weapons are actually are more of a danger to them than they are a security blanket.
William Brown, adjunct professor at Georgetown University. He's also worked for the State Department, the U.S. Embassy in Seoul, and the CIA over many decades. Professor Brown, thanks for the time.
Thank you.